After getting fired at the Berkeley Pit, I wound up at mining research for a little while. And well, Finland and Sheridan, that was Les Sheridan and Finland, Jim Finland. I never met him, but I knew Les Sheridan quite well. And he was killed in a plane crash out west of town here. But F&S had the contract to do the stripping of the waste material at the Berkeley Pit. And so they had a contract to strip all the waste material and haul it out to the waste dumps. And the Anaconda Company then would be mining, you know, hauling the ore to the crusher and that sort of thing. But you take a look at the price that the Anaconda Company was paying F&S to do this waste hauling compared to what the car costs were doing the ore hauling. There was a big discrepancy there that I wrote a paper about that I think ruffled some feathers. That might have been why I got fired, I don't know. But what it was, you know, there's a lot of difference if you've got a truckload of material and you're hauling it up a 7% grade, or if you've got that same load of material and you're hauling it straight out level, or even maybe a little bit downhill. You know, there's a lot of difference in the cost and fuel and maintenance and everything. But I started, you know, Finland and F&S was getting a certain amount of money to haul all the waste out to the waste dumps, which is all a level haul, no uphill hauls at all level, or even sometimes downhill a little bit. And all of the Anaconda haulage was up to 7% grade. Well, then I gathered a whole bunch of numbers together and fixed them all off and came out with the findings that predicted that if what our costs would be hauling the waste on the level compared to what Finland was charging us to haul the waste on the level, we were getting screwed. It was not too long after that paper got published here, I got a copy of it here, but that the word got around somehow or another that F&S reduced their costs just out of the blue. They cut their costs for hauling the waste quite a bit, and eventually F&S was out of the pit. And so I don't know if that, I think there might have been some people that I might have ruffled some feathers there.